This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is Paul Gough here for the Paul Gough Audio Experience and podcast. This is it. We're just now a few hours away from another massive event that we are becoming quite famous for putting on these events all across the world. This time we're headed to Las Vegas. This entire podcast is for you if you are coming. We've got over 100 of you coming. I know many of you listen to the podcast to get your brains into gear as you head into Las Vegas. So this is specifically for you, and I picture you listening to this either on the flight, in an Uber, possibly at the hotel, in the gym of the hotel. Maybe you will see me. Say hello if you see me in the gym on the morning that you are listening to this. This is for you if you're headed to our big event in Las Vegas on April the 1st and 2nd across the course of the next few days. I've just been across to the West Coast. I've got to tell you about the most amazing experience I had at the weekend. I took my two eldest boys. I'm a father of four now. I don't know if all of you know, but I'm a father of four boys. Xander arrived December the 15th. And I'm spending a little bit more time now with each individual boy that has just been amazing. Rather than always kind of doing everything together, obviously I've got boys at different ages now, I'm starting to take them either on their own or in twos to just to do the things that they want to do that's more age appropriate for them. So anyway, I said to the boys a while back, look, What do you want to do? We all love sport in our house, whether it's football, soccer, as some people call it. There's a love of basketball genuinely in the house as well. So I said, look, what do you want to do? What would be the best experience I could give for you? And I've got a Chicago Bulls fan in Tobias, my six-year-old, and I've got a LA Lakers fan in Harry, my nine-year-old. So I happened to look at the fixtures and find that the Bulls were playing the Lakers in Los Angeles. So I said, look, let's do this. Let's just hop across for the weekend. We'll fly over from Orlando and we'll go and watch the Lakers against the Bulls. Now, in the build-up to it, we were a little bit disappointed, or certainly not disappointed, but a little bit, because obviously the main man, LeBron, was injured and he'd been out for quite a while, and we, would have been not the same had LeBron not played, shall we say. So anyway, we arrived at the stadium expecting that LeBron was not going to be playing, to be told that LeBron was playing, and he was. And it was just the most awesome, amazing, just incredible, awe-inspiring weekend that I could have had. We had so much fun. We had great seats. We were two or three seats literally behind LeBron when he sat down on the players' bench. We were on telly all weekend. Friends and family were watching back home, and we were getting screenshots of ourselves on the telly behind LeBron, which was cool. But the result, well, one of my kids was going to be unhappy. It turns out that my Bulls fan, Tobias, he had the best of the day in terms of the victory over his older brother, which my eldest boy is not good at accepting defeat anywhere. I don't know where he gets that from, but my youngest reveled in the fact that he was able to get one over on his older brother across the weekend. So we did all of the tourist stuff. We got to Venice Beach. My youngest got to play with the guys. If you've ever been to Venice Beach or you've seen the movies, it's exactly like it appears on the movies. Everyone's just kind of playing basketball on the courts there. And my six-year-old, with all of the confidence in the world, just walks up, takes the ball off somebody and starts playing with them. And I've got some great memories and footage of him playing on the courts of Venice Beach, six-year-old against these adults. And they were fantastic. They welcomed him and let him play with them for 10 or 15 minutes, which was just probably worth the whole trip. So we did everything. Rodeo Drive, we went at some dinner on Rodeo Drive, took the boys to Hollywood, the Walk of Fame, took them to Santa Monica, to the pier, to the big wheel there, and we did it all in 48 hours as well as watch the game. So what a weekend. So I'm back from Los Angeles. I landed from England last Monday. I flew to Los Angeles last weekend landed on Monday night. It's Tuesday as I record this for you, and we are headed off to Las Vegas on Thursday. So I've done a lot of flying around lately, a little trip to Portugal in between with my three-year-old. I'll probably tell you about that someday, another fantastic experience, and a few trips back and forth to the UK just while we give our youngest, Xander, enough time to recover from his 8-week premature birth to get back safely to the United States. So it's all going, the Got Family, and lots of stories to tell you about the last few months that I'll start to share a little bit more as time goes on. But anyway, it's been an incredible weekend for me as a father with my two eldest, and just loving life as a dad of four now. So the traveling continues, and the freedom and the things that the business has provided to me and for me, if you like. Never get too wrapped up in this business that you're too busy or think that you're too important, or it's too important to have fun. It's been my experience that the more that you focus on things that you love and enjoy, that energize you and revitalize you and just give you a heightened sense of just why you're here and the purpose of life that isn't just about business, the more that that business gets better. Because today I arrive at work, you can probably hear it in my voice, I'm energized, I'm refreshed, I'm refocused, I want to go again. I want to do more of these things, and I realize that the vehicle to do all of that is a successful business. And it's just about finding that fine line between, yep, the business needs to be respected and you've got to give it your all while you're there, but equally the fun in life needs to be respected as well, and you've got to give that your all while you're there too. So we're always trying to find that sort of happy medium. You never do. You're always out of sync with one or the other, and that's cool. You just learn to play there in that corridor of uncertainty. And I think the key point is that you have to be adult enough and just self-aware enough to realize when you've gone too far out of sync, you've done too much work, or you've partied too much and you've gone too far the other way. So you always have to bring yourself back into line. Often why you need a coach, why you need a mentor, you need peers, you need mastermind groups, etc., just occasionally to kick your ass and say, hey, you need to go on holiday. Hey, you need to knuckle down and take this a bit more seriously. And I think you should be getting told both from time to time. If you're not, you're probably out of sync one way or the other. So that's what's been going on in my life recently. What a weekend. To sit 2 rows back from LeBron was pretty special. So we're off to Vegas. It's Tuesday as I record this. You're probably listening to this Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Thursday or Friday, probably, I hope. As you get on that flight, whether you're flying all the way from Scotland, Steve McLean, we can't wait to see you, is flying in from Scotland, one of our mastermind members coming all the way from Scotland. We've got people coming down from Canada, Britain, the United Kingdom, all across the United States. And I don't know if we've got anybody from Australia this time, but we've definitely got an international feel about this event yet again. It's called Effective Telephone Techniques and In-Clinic Sales Strategies, the Ultimate Playbook. We've created a 47-page document for you that we're going to give you when you get here. And it's pretty much the kind of the nuts and bolts of everything that you will need, from sales conversations to answering objections and questions for your clients and to give to your staff when you take back. So we're going to give you that, and we're going to talk through the whole, playbook, if you like, across the weekend and pull out the most important parts. So I'll talk to you about the agenda. First and foremost, the most important place that you need to be is at the bar on Friday night at 6 o'clock. That's the tradition, if you like, of a Paul Gough mastermind meeting, is that everybody meets in the bar at 6 o'clock. Now, as you head into the hotel, we're in the hotel at Lake Las Vegas. It's the most beautiful hotel you've ever seen. You'll come in, a big long driveway, you feel like a celebrity on the way in, full of palm trees, and you'll get greeted by some really nice staff. You'll open the doors and you'll just step down. You literally walk through the hotel, you step down. In front of you is this big glass hallway. You can see out onto the lake. Just to the left there is the bar that we will meet. So we can have a few drinks overlooking the lake, and people will be out there taking pictures. There's usually fire pits and all sorts of stuff going on as well. It gets a little chilly because it's the desert on a night, but it's absolutely spectacular. I have no other words for the hotel that we will be at this weekend. Take loads of pictures, take loads of videos, make all your friends jealous, and all of your colleagues and employees and your husband or your wife and your kids, when you tell them that you're at a conference but you're having such a good time across the weekend. So come on in. People meet there around about 6 o'clock. I'll be there with some of the staff as well. We do our pre-event meeting around about 5 o'clock till 6:30, and we'll be at the bar to come and say hello to everybody as you arrive on your flights. So come and say hello on Friday night at 6 o'clock at the bar. We start at 8:30 on Saturday. I'll probably be in the gym if you see me. It would be really funny if you were listening to this and I'm next to you on a treadmill. If that happens, just look across to me and laugh, and I'll kind of know that you're probably listening to these words right now. So I'll probably see you in the gym on the Saturday morning, but we start at 8. The doors open at 8 o'clock and the show kicks off at 8:30 on Saturday morning. The big thing that you're going to get that I think you're going to love this weekend, I always try to do something very unique, right? I'm aware that people could put on conferences about sales, they could put on conferences about marketing, and occasionally you might think, you know, some guy taught me this thing in the past, right? That's really, really cool, and often we're all kind of, you know, success leaves clues, if you like. We're all teaching the same thing, but it's often how we teach it and, you know, the ease of with which we teach it, the stories we tell, the fun we have, the emotion that we wrap around it that often makes the difference when it comes to did that information be retained. And that's hopefully what makes our events different. But what I always try to do in session one is give you something unique to me that only I could deliver you. And what I've decided to do this time, I've had some fantastic business mentors in my life, and I thought what a really cool session would be something along the lines of 10 of the most important lessons that my most impactful mentor taught me about success in life and business. So I'm going to reveal who that is on Saturday morning, and I'm going to talk to you about 10 things that I was taught by my most impactful mentor ever, a guy that I've spent probably $250,000 or more with over the last 10 years that completely changed my life. And I have no hesitation in saying the reason that I'm here in the United States and able to do the things that I'm doing is because I met this guy and he's drilled me with some of the best principles of life and success that I've ever been able to find, and it's not for the want of looking. So I'm going to go through my archives of 10 years worth of notes and conversations and VIP days and seminars and masterminds I've been at with this guy, and I'm going to give you 10 of the most important lessons that I think have helped me to really help to really live a life that you know there might be some money around, there might be some wealth around, there might be some external trappings of success around these days in my life. But what I'll always go back to is I'm one of the most happiest, fun-loving guys who refuses to take life seriously no matter what happens. And inbuilt into that is what I'm going to be teaching across the weekend. So it's not just how do you make a load of money. You know, you could build a business that's $2, $3, $4, $5, $6 million. Great, lots of people do it. But if you're not happy, you're not having fun, you're taking life too seriously, you're stressed, you're unhealthy, you're constantly coming up with excuses like I can't do this because, then I don't think you're having success in life. It's one thing to have success in business, it's another to have success in life. And somewhere in the middle, we have to find that kind of bridge. The two are inexplicably interwoven, and there can't be any excuse not to have fun in either of them. And the principles that I've been taught about success in both business and in life, and I'm going to share with you those across first session. So be in your seats. We kick off. I definitely get in the room for 8 o'clock if you want to get a front row seat. And I'll be starting at 8:30, a little bit early this time, given that the West Coast like to get up early and there's people traveling all over from the East Coast and from England. We're going to start a little bit early just to factor that in, and so that you can get finished early to get to the bars. It is Vegas after all. So that's what's happening in session one and day one. But this is what I wanted to share. This is what I think. As you think about why do you come, you know, what do you need? What's the most important reason for coming? I think whenever I travel to events and seminars or masterminds, it's about you, right? I want to just put out a little reminder that you've made the commitment to get on a flight and come to see us this weekend. You've done that for you. There's no guilt. There's no feeling I shouldn't be here. There's no, oh, have I made the right decision? It's absolutely about you being out of office. We want that OOF on your emails from Thursday right the way through till hopefully Tuesday or Wednesday. You're out of office. Switch the phone off. Switch your WhatsApp off. Delete it if you have to. Put it in the bin if you have to. Nothing is that important that anybody needs to contact you across the course of the next 3 or 4 days. You're out of office. And that's just wonderful. It's a wonderful place to be. There's too many people, probably many people listening to this podcast, who are never out of office. They're stuck in their head. They're stuck in their business. They're stuck in their family life. They're stuck in the mundane. They're stuck in their routines, telling themselves that if they just keep working a bit harder and a bit harder and a bit harder for a bit longer and a bit longer, that everything will be all right. And candidly, it won't. Often we need a little bit of a break. We need a little bit of a let's just go on a detour here and let's just go and get inspired. Let's just go and change our view of the world, have a different conversation with somebody, and then I'll come back to the office with a completely fresh approach to the problems and challenges I've got in my business. So it's absolutely about you being out of office. Relish that. Don't feel guilty about that. Embrace that. Put it on a little sticker, put it on your hand, put it on your screensaver. This weekend is about you being out of office and ideally uncontactable. Leave your wife or your husband the name and the number of the hotel and ask them to call the hotel if they need to get in touch with you. Everybody else can go screw themselves. Number two, it's about you. Again, it's about you. It's about you being re-energized. It's about you being refocused. It's about you being recommitted. It's about you reigniting all of the things that naturally wanes when you're trying to do this thing called build a business. It's a marathon that we're running. We need to stop every now and again and take on the right replenishments, the right nutrients, the right amount of water. We can't keep running a marathon without being re-energized. These are what these events do. It's little understood that, you know, these stupid accountants will ask you, why do you go to these events? These are the same boring, miserable accountants that you would never want to be like, who look 20 years older than they fucking are, who have never had a day of fun in their life. They can barely talk to you, and they're questioning why you're heading to places like Las Vegas. Don't take advice about being happy and successful and energized from people who've obviously had the batteries taken out of their life decades ago, right? That's not what we do. Success leaves clues, and you very rarely find it listening to other people who are miserable and unhappy, everything that you're trying to escape from when you come to an event like this. So it's absolutely about being energized, refreshed, refocused, recommitted. These are things that us as business owners have to accept, that we lose a little bit of that from time to time. And it's why we put these events on every 3 or 4 months, because we realize that in between, that this refocusing, this re-energizing starts to wane, and we pick ourselves back up and we go again. So it's absolutely about you getting all of those things. Number three, it's about you having some me time. Me, M-E time. A little bit of solitaire, a little bit of just solitary. On the flight, in the hotel room, go for a walk on the morning. You're going to be in a gorgeous hotel on the lake. You can go down there. You can stretch. You can do yoga. You can have a little walk around the hotel. There's beautiful grounds. The sun will be coming up. The weather looks fantastic this weekend. You're in the mountains, basically. It's as stunning as it gets. It's about you having some me time. Now, you can't put an ROI on these things. You can't explain this to normal folk, right? You can't do that. But these are the reasons that you're coming to Las Vegas this weekend. And I want you to home in on them. Literally home in on these things. It is about you having some me time, a little bit of solitaire, a little bit of going to the gym on your own in peace, getting into bed on a night, just stretching out, putting some crap TV on and falling asleep instead of always having a commitment to be talking to someone or be somewhere or responsible for something. This weekend is absolutely about you having some me time. So make sure you make the most of that and realize that it's happening to you when you're in Vegas with us this weekend. Polar opposite to that, it's also about networking. It's about meeting other people who are just like you, who want to have good success-driven conversations, who are talking about ideas, not things that are going wrong, who've got good opportunity in front of them, who are embracing life and taking every opportunity that they can when it comes their way. That's ultimately what that group of people, and that is what the difference is going to be between possibly what you're leaving behind. I realize that what you get in the real world, if you like, in real life out there, is often conversations about things that are wrong, things that are going wrong, things that are small, things that are just irrelevant. You know, you get your house done, it's beautiful, you get a gorgeous new remodeling done, and somebody comes in and says that one of the floorboards is creaky, or that they've missed a piece, or there's a scratch somewhere in the kitchen. They never ever compliment the bigger picture. They'll always look for the tiniest thing just to remind you, just to piss you off, just to bring you back down to that level, because that's where they ultimately play at. That's not going to happen this weekend. You're going to be around people who are just like you, ambitious, success-driven, are escaping the kind of day-to-day mundane shit that's going on in their life. A reminder, Napoleon Hill, you are the sum of the five people that you hang around with. Again, why do we put these events on? Why do we make such a big thing of them? Why is it so important that you get to them and you don't sit behind a Zoom screen? It's not about information. Information without emotion is never retained. It's about getting around success-driven, ambitious people like you. You are the sum of the five people you are around. And I bet you, I bet you when you go back for the next 2 weeks, people will know that you're different. You will walk differently. You will look differently. You'll talk differently. You'll approach problems differently because you've been around people who do the same. And that's the way that life works. Practically, you're looking for one major. I always think when you head to an event, you need one major thing. That could be a question you need answering from somebody who's already solved the problem that you've got. It could be the, how do you answer the, do you take my insurance question? It could be the, how do we tell clients we're dropping insurance? It could be, how do we tell clients that we're raising our prices? How do we deal with price objections? It could be any number of things, but pick one that when you get that answer to, it will make you tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And then pick three minors that you're looking for as well. I think a successful event for you would be meet one person, get one great idea, and get one question answered. Three things. When all is said and done, meet one person who you can keep in touch with, get one idea that might just spark something for an opportunity in your clinic, and get one question answered. So the question is the problem that you've got. If we knock that over, you get one big idea that you can explore and you meet one person, I think you're gonna have a terrific weekend here in Las Vegas. And that is the simplicity of coming to events. Whenever people question, you know, there's, like I said, there's thousands of people listening to this podcast. Not everybody comes to events, not everybody does these things. To me, I cannot see past how the investment in terms of time, getting on a flight and paying the, you know, a couple of thousand dollars or whatever it costs to come to an event, in the world that we live in where it really equates to probably less than one patient for most people listening, meet one person that stays with you for 10 or 15 years that you can send a WhatsApp message to whenever you're in a little heat or you're stuck. Get one idea that you currently can't think of on your own and get one question answered, which is a problem that you've got. You do that across Friday, Saturday and Sunday, you are gonna have a terrific weekend that will be worth every second of time and commitment and money that you've had to spend to get to Las Vegas. So my last two things, what I really hope Sunday 4:30, whenever you head back home, get back to your office, to your family, feeling more positive. Every single person that you're leaving this weekend stands to benefit from you leaving this weekend. That's the one to never, ever forget. I'll say it again for you and I'll slow down a little. Every single person that you're leaving this weekend who might not want you to go away this weekend stands to benefit from you being away this weekend. Last weekend, me, Harry, and Tobias were in Los Angeles, sat next to LeBron James. Daddy has to leave this weekend in order for that life to continue. That's the way it works, kids. There's no other way. And when they ask me on Thursday why I'm leaving and why I'll be gone for 4 or 5 days, they'll be reminded the tickets to see LeBron don't grow on trees. They aren't given out by politicians, although I suspect in some places, California probably one of them, they'll start to be a God-given right that they will be given out to anybody who wants them, and the business owners will have to pay for them. Not that I'm going to go off on a political rant, of course. Not yet, anyway. That's not what this podcast is all about. Every person that you leave this weekend stands to benefit from you leaving this weekend. Just make sure that it's always in check. If I leave a weekend, we do something for a weekend. Like, that's the way it works. Most of all, just have loads of fun. Enjoy it. Have a smile on your face. You know my rules. No moaning, no whinging. That's my only rules in life. Come and have a lot of fun. Where's my notes? What have we got? My class list. Where's it at? Class list, we've got 117 registered. So you're going to have somewhere close to 120 people, 25 with my staff included, to talk to this weekend, which is going to be fantastic from all over the world. I've told you about session one, 10 things that my most important impactful mentor taught me about success in business and life. Session two, we're going to talk through handling objections and mastering the incoming call. Session three, after lunch, mastering the initial consultation and evaluation, what to say to patients. Session four, we've got a member presentation on big decisions on the way to building a $1 million plus practice that is profitable, scalable, and a pleasure to own and run by one of our members. And then on day two, what have we got on day two? We kick off again at 8:30. On day two, we've got mastering outbound follow-up and gas calls, what we call affectionately give-a-shit calls. After break, we've got mastering the art of stopping drop-offs. And then after lunch, I'm going to go through a very unique session. This is almost going to be an off-the-cuff session. It's called problematic, often uncomfortable, and yet all too common sales situations in your clinic and how to handle each one. Problematic, often uncomfortable and yet all too common sales situations in your clinic and how to handle each one. We're going to talk through getting comfortable or staff comfortable with the idea of selling in a tight economy. We're going to talk about how to transition patients to other PTs, even if they're new grads. We're going to talk about how to fill up a new PT schedule, even if you are miles ahead of them clinically. We're going to talk through encouraging patients to complete a plan of care in less than 30 days to help with cash flow. We're going to talk about upsells and progressions to other products, programs, and services. And then finally, on that afternoon session, how to tell current patients you are dropping their insurance or just don't take it anymore. Very unique weekend coming up, if I do say so myself. Looking forward to it. We will kick off at the bar on Friday at 6. Remember, come on in. The doors will open in front of you. Go down the steps. You'll be in awe of the view that you can see of Lake Las Vegas in the mountains. Just look to the left. There's a nice little bar area there, and that's where we'll congregate around about 6 o'clock on Friday night, and the doors open at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. A little reminder, it might be too late for those of you on a flight. Please bring your headache tablets. I know what you're really coming for. None of that shit that I just spoke about. You'll all be in the casinos. Please leave your wallet. Be very, very careful. Can we put a little cap on the spending limits? They don't call it the city of lost wages for no reason. I've warned my staff every time we go to Vegas. My staff are all in heat when they get back to their homes because they've blew the month's rent. They come here to work and make money and they spend it all in the casinos at the roulette tables. So bring your headache tablets, please, because we do have a little bit of work to do. But honestly, have lots and lots of fun. You deserve it. And if you do make it to one of my sessions, well, that's just a bonus. So there's no expectations for the room to be full with 117 people at any one point, particularly the 8:30 in the morning session. But, and how did I almost forget one last thing or two last things just to share with you about the weekend that we've got coming up? It's the big party that will take place at 7:30 on the Saturday night. We hired these guys last time we were in Vegas. They are amazing. They are a Frank Sinatra tribute band, Rat Pack themed party on Saturday night. Bring your best dress, bring your best suit. If you haven't, it does not matter. We don't care. But if you want to have some fun, you can get dressed up in your best dress, suit, frock, outfit, whatever you call it, tux. Hawaiian shorts with a tux would be fun if somebody wants to come along. It doesn't matter. We're looking forward to see you. There'll be champagne. There'll be a big party starting at 7:30 on the Saturday night as well. And in other news, if you are coming to the CMO dinner, it starts at 4:30. It's the reveal of our brand new expert authority websites that we're showcasing to 15 to 20 of you. If you're looking at hiring a marketing assistant or you're just unhappy with everything that's happening in your whole digital space right now, whether that's your social media, whether that's your Google, Facebook or your website, we've put together a complete package to do everything for you. And on Saturday, we're going to reveal our new authority sites that I've been building for my clinic and now for over 20 plus clients in the last 3 or 4 months. And we're really going to showcase this to the world. And we really do believe that the future for you, for higher profits, for attracting more cash pay patients, for charging what you want, is positioning yourself as an expert authority in a specific niche inside of physical therapy. And that's what we're going to talk about in the CMO dinner. So if you've had an invite to that, make sure you confirm it. If you've got the letter, you got the nudge, it's because we probably looked at it and thought that is definitely where you need to be. So 4:30 till 6:30, I'll be presenting that myself, the reveal of our new expert websites, the authority sites as we're calling them. We'll show you exactly what we're doing for clients, how we can wrap around all of your social content, all your Google ads, your Facebook ads, your email marketing, your Google My Business, pretty much everything. We wrap around it. We make a new website that is different from your physical therapy site. It's more about you and how good you are at the clinical aspect of things and, you know, the expert that you are. And we push all of your content to your online presence that we'll build for you. So that CMO dinner will take place 4:30 till 6:30. I'll be presenting it. Come and join me. If you've had the invite, make sure you confirm it. We'll be giving you dinner, drinks. We'll have some fun and we'll tell you exactly what is going on and how we can probably solve your marketing problem, make you more visible, get your marketing more consistent, and have you positioned as an expert in your town. So that's taking place at 4:30 immediately after day one. If you are just hearing about this for the first time, be sure to ask Simon or Barry or any of the team, and we'll confirm whether or not it's right for you. So that's it. Come and have some fun in Vegas. We can't wait to see you. Thank you. We're going to look after you. We've got people all over the world flying in terms of staff. They're on flights right now. They cannot wait to see you, take care of you, and just generally have a great weekend with you. They get as energized and as refocused and as refreshed as I do and you do when we do these events. So it really does serve everybody. So anyway, we can't wait to see you in Las Vegas this weekend. Enjoy the whole weekend. You deserve it. Well done.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @ThePaulGoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.